Four of the richest men in the world appeared before a House subcommittee Wednesday for a hearing on antitrust issues in the digital marketplace. The tech company leaders from Amazon, Facebook, Apple, and Google's parent company, Alphabet, took tough questions from lawmakers before a House judiciary subcommittee.
Our founders would not bow before a king, nor should we bow before the emperors of the online economy.
Democrat Dave Cicilline of Rhode Island is chair of the Subcommittee on Antitrust, Commercial, and Administrative Law.
American democracy has always been at war against monopoly power. Throughout our history, we've recognized that concentrated markets and concentrated political control are incompatible with democratic ideals. When the American people confronted monopolists in the past, be it the railroads or the oil tycoons or AT&T and Microsoft, we took action to ensure no private corporation controls our economy or our democracy. We face similar challenges today.
The Democrats questioned the tech CEOs about issues like how they treat competitors, consumer privacy, and their sheer market power. Apple CEO Tim Cook denies his company is a monopoly, saying customers have a lot of choices and Apple has a lot of competition.
We're okay with that. Our goal is the best, not the most. In fact, we don't have a dominant share in any market or in any product category where we do business.
Democrat Pramila Jayapal represents Washington, where Amazon was started. She addressed remarks to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos.
The whole goal of this committee's work is to make sure that there are more Amazons, that there are more Apples, that there are more companies that get to innovate and small businesses get to thrive. And that is what we're trying to get at. That is why we need to regulate these marketplaces so that no company has a platform so dominant that it is essentially a monopoly.
Democrat Cicilline raised a different issue. He says Facebook is amplifying and profiting off of disinformation because the company prioritizes keeping people on its platform in order to sell advertising. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg disagrees.
It is not what people want to see, and we rank what we show in feed based on what is going to be the most meaningful to people and is going to create long-term satisfaction. Not what's just going to get engagement or clicks today. That's
Sir,
a common misperception about the company.
If that's true, Mr. Zuckerberg, how do you explain that on Monday, the second most popular post on Facebook was a Breitbart video claiming that you don't need a mask and hydroxychloroquine is a cure for COVID? And in the first 5 hours after being posted on Facebook, it racked up 20 million views and over 100,000 comments before Facebook acted to remove it.
Republican lawmakers, for the most part, had different priorities.
I'll just cut to the chase. Big tech's out to get conservatives.
Jim Jordan is a Republican from Ohio. He gave a litany of what he described as censorship of conservative voices, including Donald Trump tweets tagged by Twitter.
We all think the free market's great. We think competition's great. We love the fact that these are American companies. But what's not great is censoring people, censoring conservatives, and trying to impact elections. And if it doesn't end, there has to be consequences. There have to be consequences.
The different priorities made for some awkward transitions, as when Pennsylvania Democrat Mary Gay Scanlon followed Republican Jordan.
I'd like to redirect your attention to antitrust law rather than fringe conspiracy theories. Mr. Bezos, our investigation...
Mr. Chairman, we have the email. There is no fringe...
Excuse me. It's not your time.
Mr. Jordan, you do not have the time. Please be respectful of your colleague.
Someone directly,
she controls
directly,
the time.
Directly.
Put your mask on. Put your mask on.
In general, Democrats seem to lean toward wanting stronger antitrust laws, while Republicans suggested the laws are fine. What's needed is better enforcement. Subcommittee Chair Cicilline gave the closing remarks.
These companies as exist today have monopoly power. Some need to be broken up, all need to be properly regulated and held accountable. We need to ensure the antitrust laws first written more than a century ago work in the digital age. When these laws were written, the monopolists were men named Rockefeller and Carnegie. Their control of the marketplace allowed them to do whatever it took to crush independent businesses and expand their own power. Well, the names have changed, but the story is the same. Today, the men are named Zuckerberg, Cook, Pichai, and Bezos. Once again, their control of the marketplace allows them to do whatever it takes to crush independent business and expand their own power. This must end.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.